Eventually, Muhammad received a new revelation that reiterated the central principle of his just war. Yes, it had been wrong to break the sacred truce, but the policy of the Quraysh in driving the Muslims from their homes had been even more heinous. "They will not cease to fight you till they have turned you away from your faith," the Quran warned Muhammad. As to fighting during the forbidden month, this was indeed an awesome thing. But turning men away from the path of God and denying him, and turning them away from the inviolable house of worship and expelling its people therefrom, all this is far more awesome in the sight of God, since oppression is more awesome than killing. Muhammad, therefore, accepted the booty and reassured the community. He divided the spoils equally among the emigrants and began negotiations with the Quraysh for an exchange of prisoners. He would trade the Meccan captives for two Muslims still living in Mecca who wanted to make the Hijra. But one of the prisoners was so impressed by what he saw in Medina that he decided to remain and convert to Islam. The incident is a good example of the way Muhammad was beginning to work. In his novel position, he could not rely on customary procedure. He was feeling his way forward, step by step, responding to events as they unfolded. He had no fixed master plan, and, unlike some of his more impetuous companions, he rarely responded to a crisis immediately, but took time to reflect until finally, sometimes pale and sweating with the effort, he would bring forth what seemed an inspired solution. A few weeks later, during the month of Ramadan, March 624, Muhammad led a large Muslim contingent to intercept a Meccan caravan that Abu Sufyan was bringing back from Syria. This was one of the most important caravans of the year, and, encouraged by the success of Nakhla, a large contingent of helpers volunteered to join the raid. About 314 Muslims set out from Medina and rode to the Well of Badr near the Red Sea coast, where they hoped to ambush the caravan. This expedition would be one of the most formative events in the early history of Islam, but at the outset, it seemed just another ghazu, and several of the most committed Muslims stayed at home, including Uthman ibn Affan, whose wife Ruqayya, the Prophet's daughter, was dangerously ill. At first, it looked as though the caravan would, as usual, escape. Abu Sufyan got wind of the Muslims' plan, and instead of taking his usual route across the Hijaz, he turned sharply away from the coast and dispatched a local tribesman to Mecca to get help. The Quraysh were incensed at Muhammad's insolence, which they regarded as a slur on their honour, and all the leading men were determined to rescue the caravan. Abu Jahl, of course, was eager for the fray. The obese Umayyah ibn Khalaf was crammed into his armour, and even members of Muhammad's own family rode out against him, convinced that this time he had gone too far. Abu Lahab was sick, but two of Abu Talib's sons, his uncle Abbas and Khadija's nephew Hakim, joined the 1,000 men who rode out of Mecca that night and took the road to Badr.